Welcome to the Success Starts Within podcast, a podcast dedicated to teaching you all the tools and techniques you need to master the mental game and take your performances to the next level. Here's your host, Eli Straw.
There's a softball player that I've been working with who has struggled a lot with playing time this spring, and her struggles actually began more in the fall. Her coach didn't give her many innings, which only meant that the innings she did get, whether in scrimmages or games, felt even more important. And so she put a tremendous amount of pressure on herself to do well. Unfortunately, this pressure led to fear, which led to tension, causing her to underperform. The frustrating cycle continued. Now, this is a common pattern I see in every sport when the athlete puts so much pressure on themselves to do well. And most of the time, this pressure is present because of wanting more playing time or limited opportunities. But the only way to get more playing time is to make the most of the opportunities you get, something that is very hard to do when you play with fear and tension. And so what I'm going to do is walk you through a strategy to make the most of the opportunities you get. But first, let's take a little bit of a deeper look at why this pressure and the expectations you place on yourself hold you back in the first place. Now, it's good to expect a lot of yourself. As an athlete, this is likely the reason you work so hard, put hours into training, and it fuels your competitive spirit. Yet, there is a dark side to expectations, when expectations turn into stress and demands to be perfect. The softball player I just mentioned experienced this dark side of expectations firsthand. In the fall and at the beginning of the spring season, expectations really weighed heavily on her. Every time she pitched and the coach was watching, she was tense and stressed. This stress came from the pressure and expectations she placed on herself to pitch perfectly with her coach watching. Now, the evidence was clear that when coach wasn't watching, she pitched well. In bullpens and scrimmages, when only the assistant coach was there, she was dominant. She was dominant because she allowed herself to simply pitch without the stress of having to be perfect. This pitcher and I got to work, and we reframed her expectations for the time she pitched when coach was watching. As a result, she did a lot better in scrimmages, and then she got her opportunity during a game. She did phenomenally, and she continued to do so for the next couple of games. But something interesting changed. The expectations returned. Now, why would the expectations return, even though she was doing well while letting go of such pressure and pitching with more confidence and a calmer mind? Because she was doing well. That's the point. It's natural to want to keep doing well, which tends to lend itself to you once again placing high expectations on yourself to keep performing better and better. But these new notions of perfection welcome unwanted stress and tension. As the softball player noticed, her pitching wasn't quite as good this past weekend as the one before. Luckily, she recognized the return of her expectations quickly and is now back on track. But her experience serves as a strong indicator of how easy expectations can return and how harmful they can be from the beginning. Now, if you're not getting a lot of playing time, or you are trying out for a new team, you need to make the most of the opportunities you're given. But as I just discussed, you must also be very careful not to allow expectations to form that will keep you from playing your best. And to help, there are three powerful tips that you can apply. And these are some of the very same tips that I used with the softball pitcher and have used with many other athletes in one-on-one mental performance coaching. Now, if you are interested in learning more about one-on-one coaching, I've put a link to learn more in the description below. Tip number one is you want to simplify. Similar to the softball pitcher, there's a baseball pitcher I've been working with who is also struggling to make the most of his opportunities. Last year, he was cut from the high school team, and after that, he trained and trained and ended up having a really good summer ball season. But then came tryouts for this season, and it seemed as though all his training had gone to waste. He was struggling to throw strikes and came to me with the frustration of feeling as though he developed the yips. Now, we worked on a few different things to get his confidence back and throws back on target, but one of the main ideas I expressed to him was simplifying his game. Not from a mechanical point of view, but a mental one. He needed to simplify his thinking, because simple thinking while playing allows your instincts and skills to take over. That's where you find yourself competing at your peak. Simplifying for him involved focusing on the target and throwing hard. Instead of thinking about this and that in terms of his mechanics, he just locked into his target and tried to throw the ball as hard as he could. This allowed his instincts to take over. So for yourself, try simplifying your focus. When it comes to making the most of opportunities, you want your talents and skills to just shine through, something that is tough when thinking gets in the way. Simplify your mind and watch as your body takes over. And so tip two is to prepare both physically and mentally. Now, my guess is that you train probably quite a bit, right? You're a hard worker and not one to shy away from practice and training. And both of the athletes that I've mentioned as examples so far were incredibly hard workers. Now, that's quite common with athletes who place very high expectations on themselves. So at the risk of saying something you already know, you need to be sure you are preparing physically as much as possible. However, in addition to preparing physically, you also need to make sure you are preparing mentally. Now, this involves using different mental training tools and exercises to get yourself into the right mindset to compete, including a pregame routine for the game, scrimmage, or tryout, as well as exercises you do leading up to the day that work on improving your focus, calming your mind, and building confidence. When you are prepared mentally as well as physically, you begin to start these games in a calmer and more confident state. The more you focus on instilling the mindset you want going into a game, the less attention you'll be giving to expectations and the pressures you feel. And so now tip number three is to be present. Why are you placing expectations on yourself to play perfectly or impress coach? Well, it's simple, to get more playing time. When you aren't getting as much playing time as you'd like and you want more, it's natural to place a ton of pressure on yourself to make the most of each and every opportunity you do get. But when you do place this type of pressure on yourself, as we've already talked about, it tends to hold you back. But something else that's interesting about it is whether you are truly present and enjoying the opportunities you do get. Now, I know it's easy not to be fully present. And honestly, what's there to enjoy since your chances are limited? You have to make the most of this opportunity. So naturally, you put a ton of pressure on yourself. But what for? Why do you need to make the most of this opportunity? To get more opportunities to be stressed in? You put pressure on yourself to do well so you can get more opportunities. But are you really enjoying the opportunities you get right now? When you become more present and enjoy the opportunities you do get, an amazing thing will happen. You'll play better, which naturally results in more opportunities.
If you want to hear more mental game tips, subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the Success Starts Within YouTube channel. Follow Eli on Instagram. The handle is @EliStraw. And subscribe to our weekly newsletter at successstartswithin.com.